Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. It's time to catch up and talk all things agriculture. Joining us online is Bruce Reynolds. How are you, Bruce?
I'm pretty good. Another new year, so looking forward to a prosperous 2022 with agriculture.
Yeah, here indeed. All right, let's look back, if we could, the cherry season. Can you give us a bit of a wrap on the local cherry season? How would you sum it up?
Well, I think for a lot of growers, pretty disappointing in the end. The season was around 2 weeks late, which meant that a lot of the cherries that normally are harvested before Christmas, so the main varieties, the bigger varieties, were harvested after Christmas, in that Christmas New Year period or early in January. And of course, the market just wasn't there for that product because they're also starting to see Tasmanian cherries come onto the market. Overall, one that most producers would probably like to forget from a cherry season point of view. It's just sort of nature. And again, with the COVID outbreaks that we're having, as in consumer demand dropped as well, and that sort of probably had a really big impact on prices that producers were getting, and also demand. I heard that there were a lot of cherries sitting in cool rooms in the local area that just couldn't find a home. That there was no demand there, so they were picked and they were sitting there. Some of them graded, some of them ungraded, but there was no demand for that product, so there was no value in sending them to Sydney or to other markets because they just weren't being purchased.
I got to say, for whatever reason, this year we didn't get cherries on our table either. But I was out camping with a couple of mates of mine, Jamie and Bob, and Bob pulled out of his camping fridge a big bag of cherries, and they were delicious. They were big, they were sweet, they were fantastic looking fruit. I don't know if they were local or where he got them from, but I must say the quality seemed pretty good in what I did sample, and it wasn't a lot this year. Did COVID have an impact on the cherry season?
So it certainly did from a demand point of view, Neil. That's the big thing. People were just cautious, as in, and it's sort of cherries to some extent are a luxury item. They're reasonably expensive, and they weren't overly expensive this year. You could get cherries from probably about $10 a kilo up to really high quality cherries at probably $20 a kilo, and you get them off the growers a bit cheaper. But it was just the consumer demand just seemed to drop. And part of it was probably COVID and people just looking back at the basics and just being a bit cautious. As in, there was still demand there, but they're just having a large amount of cherries on the market, particularly after Christmas, because as you said, most people put them on the Christmas table, but just they weren't ready from this local area for the Christmas table. Very, very few were. There were a trickle of cherries coming in, but the real flood of cherries came in after that Christmas period.
What about exports of them? I know that there's been a lot of work done to get these overseas via air freight.
Well, that's one of the challenges. And it's interesting. I saw a report in early January, and they were looking at our imports and exports via air freight. So this is of all commodities that are coming in, whether it's electronics or agricultural commodities that come in via air freight as opposed to sea freight. And it's notable, prior to COVID, we were exporting around 42,000-43,000 tonnes a month via air freight. So this is as opposed to shipping freight. Since COVID, that's dropped by around about 8,000 to 10,000 tonnes a month. So we're still importing around about the same amount of product coming in on air freight, but a lot of the product did go out under passengers' feet. So when you board an international flight, it's not just luggage underneath you, it's also a lot of air freight, and a lot of that around Christmas time is products like cherries that are going out. And to try and actually connect with international markets where we do have demand for cherries, for example, there wasn't a lot of connection. So some growers went and specifically organised air freighters to go to particular parts of the world with cherries and other products on it. But some other producers on the other side decided to put the cherries on the domestic market. So that was probably another compounding factor of why there were a lot of cherries and prices were fairly weak and demand was fairly weak, because some of the cherries that normally would go on the export market in this case came back on the domestic market as well. So it's probably a triple whammy that's really hit our local industry this year.
Yeah, indeed. All right, let's talk about COVID a bit further. It's changing the way people are shopping. A lot more people are buying online. There's home deliveries. I know delivery services and parcel services are going flat out, trying to get all these online purchases to people. How's it impacting horticulture, for example?
Well, the examples I'm getting, or the evidence I'm getting, as this online and also pickup services are increasing, is that impulse buying has dried up. So where you went to the supermarket and you said, oh, yes, those apples look brilliant, or those oranges look fantastic, I'll get an extra half a dozen of them because, you know, I like the look of them. Whereas online you go, yeah, tick the box, I want six apples, Gala apples or Red Delicious or Fuji or whatever type of apple you wanted. And you're not, it cuts out the impulse buying that consumers did in the past. So as we move down this pathway, you're removing that impulse buying, and particularly when something looks nice or you go, oh yeah, I'll just get an extra few of those because of the look. Whereas online, you're not getting the real picture of whether that's, you know, in season and really looking good. So it is having an impact, and I believe particularly in industries like apples where, you know, people aren't impulse buying, and so demand has dropped a little bit again but it's not just apples, it's a number of products. So it's a real challenge for industry.
Indeed. I'm with Bruce Reynolds. We're talking all things agriculture this morning. Mate, thank you as always for your time. Have a good one. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks, Neil.